the infield in. The play is to go if it's on the ground, but not hit all that weakly. Plenty of time. It was an easy out at home plate. So now two away for Tavares with two aboard, and the first pitch breaking ball is in the zone for a strike. A double, a walk, and a strikeout looking here in game one for Tavares, trying to give Augusta some insurance in this sixth inning. One big breaking ball taken up by the head. Tavares ducked out of the way. Delaney, a big lead off the second base bag, being held on by Spikes. The 1-1 inside nearly hit him. On deck, EJ Exposito, 1-for-3. Green Jackets today just 1-for-9 with men in scoring position. They've left five aboard. Two more on base here with two away. The 2-1. Fastball taken high. 3-1 the count. Alemanu in danger of walking the bases loaded for EJ Exposito. Big pitch here, the 3-1. Caught on and missed, a huge swing on a changeup. Tavares knew he was going to get something in the zone and was a little out in front. The runners go 3-2. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow center field. Spikes and Colmenares both out for it, as is Simpson. And second baseman Spikes makes the catch, side retired. Green Jackets get a hit by pitch and a walk, but strand runners aboard. They had men on second and third and one away and couldn't push across an insurance run. Bottom of the sixth when we come back. 3-2 the score.
Ball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets on top, 3-2, as we hit the bottom of the sixth. Seven-inning doubleheader, so this is a pivotal frame for the Green Jackets to try and keep themselves in the lead and give them a chance to maybe extend the advantage in the top of the inning. The hard-throwing Ronaldo Alessandro, who entered with the bases loaded and no one out in the last inning and only let one run score, is at the plate. We've got a pitch clock violation on the batter, Xavier Isaac. He'll be down in the count here, 0-1. Isaac calls time here, and now he steps out to try and reset it here. Still engaged in conversation, and now we'll step back in. 0-1 before a pitch can be thrown here in the frame. 3-4-5 due up this half inning for the River Dogs, down by one. The 0-1 is caught on and missed. Fastball at 96, it's 0-2. Isaac is 1-for-2, an RBI single and a strikeout looking. Isaac got caught 8-6, trying to stretch that single into a double to retire the side in the third. The 0-2. Called strike three at the bottom of the zone. Isaac can't believe it. He throws his hands up in the air. And that one did miss the zone. He has every right to be a little bit disgruntled after that one. And it ends up in a two-pitch strikeout after the automatic ball. But Isaac, a little hard done by, and slams his bat down in the dugout as well. So one away here for Ryan Spikes. 0-for-2 today. Righty-on-righty matchup. Green Jackets up 3-2. First pitch swung on and missed. Alessandro now through an inning and a third with 9 pitches thrown. Got a fielder's choice and then a double play after entering with no outs in the fifth. The 0-1, check swing, it's up the middle. Alessandro bare hands, his throw is in time at first as an excuse me swing from Spikes ends up putting that ball in play but right back to the mound, and he was late to break to first, I think anticipating a foul ball. It becomes a 1-3 putout as Raudelis Martinez is the next man up. He is 0-for-2. Just 3 hits so far in the game for Charleston, who have been offensive production machines over this second half. First pitch is caught on and missed at 97. Martinez 0-for-2. The River Dogs in the second half of the season are 19-9. Leading the division by 3.5 games. They've outscored opponents by 39 coming into today. 0-1. Fastball outside corner for a strike. Alessandro in his groove right now. No one aboard and 2 away in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-2 inside. Martinez on the slender side for a catcher. 6'2", listed at 165. Only 20 years of age out of Villa Clara in Cuba. The 1-2 fouled off into the netting. That was ticketed for our radio booth if that plastic netting was not in place. Alessandro entered today with a 2.06 ERA, the lowest on the team. He's already dropped it a further 10 points. And the 1-2, line to left, but foul. The Braves have just now gone final, winning 8-6 over the Brewers, with Iglesias locking down the save. 1-2, line to left. Casanova starts in, now heads back, and makes the catch to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Alessandro. And Augusta enters the final frame with a one-run lead. Green Jackets on top, 3-2, the seventh and final inning of Game 1 when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the top of inning number 7 in game 1 of 2 today. A Sunday doubleheader to close out this series between the Green Jackets and River Dogs. Both parent clubs of these teams, the Braves and the Rays, have locked down victories today already. Augusta trying to become the second affiliate to pick up a win as a doubleheader also in action up in High A with Rome visiting Asheville, the Astros affiliate. Green Jackets on top 3-2 as they look for insurance with 2, 3, and 4 due up this half inning. Exposito, Celedonio, and Bryson Worrell to the plate. Every man has a hit for Augusta, aside from Nick Clarno, who made an out in that previous frame. Augusta, 3 runs, 9 hits, and an error. Cade Halamanu, the Hawaiian right-hander, remains on the mound. First pitch to Exposito, buzzes the towers, taken up and in for a ball. EJ Exposito, 2 flyouts to right field today, sandwiched around a single in the third. 1-0, fastball gets the zone. The River Dogs took 3 of the first 4 games this series before the rainout yesterday. Augusta trying to salvage a split, the 1-1 outside. No action in the bullpen for the River Dogs. Halemanu will finish off this frame, barring some any serious trouble. 2-1 up high. So 3-1 the count. Ellison Joseph is up and loosening in the Augusta bullpen. He has not pitched in a save situation since the middle of June. 3-1. Line foul out of play.
Oh, I saw you flinch, man.
Green Jackets entered today with a record of 43-50, 7 games below .500. It's their low point on the entire season. Looking to claw some games back here. The 3-2, fouled off. Breaking ball in the hands of Exposito. He stays alive. Augusta was 26-22 and half a game out of first place when they dropped 3 in a row to the River Dogs in the first week of June. It's been downhill since then. 3-2, Exposito lines it softly to right. Castillo over towards the alley, has plenty of time, and he will make the catch. 3 flyouts now for Exposito to Castillo, and there is out number one. So now Jeremy Celedonio, who singled in the top of the fifth. Hitting 192, 15 homers, 42 driven in. Celedonio leads the league amongst active players and is just 2 shy of Tim Elko for the Carolina League home run lead. He'll take a breaking ball to start, down in the count 0-1. Celedonio leads the team in strikeouts, walks, and homers. 0-1, fastball for a strike. Halamanu went to a slide step there and got that pitch across quickly. Oh, 2 in the dirt. Celedonio lays off it. Righty on righty, the matchup. Halemanu delivers. 1-2 pitch on the outside corner, called strike 3. Nice pitch from Halemanu. Second strikeout of the day for Celedonio, who doesn't like the call, but it looked like it got plenty of the zone. And now 2 away here in the seventh. It'll be up to Bryson Worrell to extend this inning and give Augusta a cushion before entering the bottom of the frame. Worrell, a double and 2 strikeouts today, batting out of his preferred left-hand side. First pitch inside for a ball. Worrell hitting 205, 6 homers. He had a 2-homer game last Tuesday against the Nationals. 1-0 bounces up. Speaking of the Nationals, the Fredericksburg Nationals, they held on to beat Myrtle Beach 9-8 today. They beat them 12-2 yesterday after dropping the first 4 games of the series in blowout fashion, having been outscored 44-14 the first 4 games. So they'll take the final 2 games. Green Jackets will head up there in 3 weeks' time. 2-0 the count to Worrell. The pitch is high for a ball, 3-0. Worrell, with his excellent speed, if he's able to draw a walk here, would almost certainly go into motion with Acton next up to try and give Augusta a chance at pushing home that run. The 3-0 for a strike, taken all the way. Halemanu through 2 2/3 innings here, up to 41 pitches, but Again, no action. The 3-1 in for a strike, 3-2. Trying to get through three clean innings. All three runs this game for Augusta. Charge to the starter, Johnny Cuevas. Only two earned runs, but he did give up eight hits. 3-2. Down and away, ball four. Worrell earns himself a trip aboard first base for the second time today. A walk and a double. And now it'll be Corey Acton, the lefty, who will try and knock him home. Acton a single in the fourth, lined into a double play to end the fifth. Also grounded out in the second. He's one for three. Batting average up to 221. Worrell, a three-step lead, being held on by Isaac. The pitch is grounded softly up the middle. Halemanu grabs it on a snag, underhands to first, and the side is retired. Green Jackets can't add any insurance runs, but they will have a chance to close out the win. At the bottom of inning number seven, Ellison Joseph comes out to the mound looking for save number eight. When we come back here in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Sitting on the edge of Topper Canyon, a piece of time too small to name. There's a sign that's hanging on.
Back here for the bottom of inning number seven, the final frame in this seven-inning doubleheader. Ellison Joseph, Augusta's leader in saves, comes out to the mound. Joseph, a 3-2 record, a 6.54 ERA. He's 7 of 9 in save attempts this year. Coming off the best outing of the season when he struck out 5, did not allow a base hit. That was back on Wednesday night. He will have batters 6, 7, and 8. Colmenares, Borrete, and Castillo due up. Green Jackets on top by a score of 3-2, trying to pick up a win in game one of this doubleheader. Joseph, 6 feet 1 inches tall, 190 pounds, out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, had saved 7 consecutive games to begin the year before blowing 2 in a matter of weeks. And he'll get a first pitch foul from Colmenares. It's 0-1. Joseph gave up homers against Myrtle Beach and the Mudcats on back-to-back Sundays in early June. 0-1, taken high 1-1 at 97. And then was removed from his closer role for about a month and a half, but back to getting an opportunity here to close this one out. 1-1 on the lefty Colmenares. Joseph misses in the dirt. Three days ago, Joseph went two innings, walked two, but struck out 5 River Dogs. The 2-1, grounded to second, fielded on 2 hops by Exposito. He throws to first for the out, 1 away. Joseph is very hard to get a hit off of. He is second on the team in batting average against, holding opponents to just 216 against him. Does give up a lot of walks, 24 on the season, and he's hit 3 men as well, but hard to get hits off of him this year. And now another lefty, Christopher Borrete, to the dish, and he'll take one outside for a ball. Borrete, 2 walks today, scored a run back in inning number 5. Just 3 hits for the River Dogs here in game number 1. The 1-0 outside. Joseph can bring it. He touched 100 in his outing on Wednesday. The third baseman, Acton, playing in. The 2-0 pitch, grounded towards short. Tavares can't get there, and it's a single into left as Casanova goes to cut it off. And now the tying run aboard here with one away in the seventh. Barrette, with good speed as well, is the man on first for Estanley Castillo, and they're going to pinch hit for him. It's John Diaz who will come in. Diaz, one of the top prospects in the Rays organization, was slated to have this first game off. John Diaz, another speedster, is a lefty in the box. Barrette off of first. Joseph from the stretch delivers. It's caught on and missed at 98. Diaz this year hitting 237. He has driven in 33. Down in the count, 0-1. The pitch. Grounded towards second and through into right field for a base hit. Barrette will get held up, but now the tying and go-ahead runs are aboard with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Barrette to second, Castillo to first. Rather, Diaz, the pinch hitter, on at first. And now Barragan, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout and a sacrifice bunt at the plate. Barragan only one at bat against Joseph this season, and Joseph struck him out. A second one would be huge here. First pitch to the righty is taken up high. He checked his swing and did not hold up in time. It'll be a strike. The 0-1 pitch sails all the way to the backstop, and both runners will advance. That pitch a mile high. And everyone will move up 90 feet. Tying run now 90 feet away. The winning run at second base with one out. And it feels like a familiar story for Joseph, who has struggled in high leverage over the last couple of months. Getting another chance maybe to prove it. But now the infield will come in. Augusta on top, 3-2, men at second and third, one away, and a 1-1 count. The pitch to Barragan is in the dirt for a ball. The rapid Chandler Simpson awaits on deck. Two-one pitch. Popped up, right side, but it'll get foul and out of play. It'll land on the roof of the press box after a lengthy carry. And the pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. And he goes down on strikes, and now just one out remaining, separating Augusta from a victory. Simpson at the plate. Tying run on third. Go-ahead run, winning run on second. The lefty will ground this one to second. Fielded by Exposito to first, and the ball game is over. Ellison Joseph has runners at second and third with one away and keeps the tying and winning runs on base to pick up the save. Augusta picks up a nervy 3-2 victory here in game number one, with game number two set to get underway at about 5:30 p.m. We'll get started as we'll have to go and get the lineups for game number two, and we'll keep our post-game show for after the conclusion of both games. But Augusta gets a 3-2 win. The winning pitcher, Ronaldo Alessandro. Ellison Joseph gets save number 8 in dramatic fashion as we will head to break. We'll keep the crowd mic on for the next half an hour while we await the first pitch. News on lineups when we have it here in Charleston.
Thank you. today to recognize the All-Hill Country softball and baseball team for the year. These players personify respect, dignity, hard work, and other worthy character traits that represent the Blue Country well. We are here today to celebrate their accomplishments and to present those in attendance with their awards. Awarding these players today are Dan Apple from the Blue Dogs and Jeff Hartzell from the Boston Courier. And now, ladies and gentlemen, first, the All-Hill Country softball team. Starting with the All-Hill Country Coach of the Year, from Somerville High School, Coach Kevin Tucker. From Somerville High School, Maddox Webb. From West Ashley High School, Maddie Brown. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause for the 2023 All-Low Country Baseball and Softball Team. Casanova. 96, center fielder with $40, Tyler Collins. 97, first base, number 17, Stevens. 98, catcher, number 27, Carson Diamond. And 99, third base, number 15, Cisco Ford. Here's starting pitcher for the Green Jackets, name number 2, right-hander number 4, Seth Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our ceremony of first pitches. Throwing out today's first pitch on behalf of MLSC, Clinton Garfio. He's the Executive Director of Digital Strategy and Inbound Value member of the MLSC team. All right. Frank Scott's with guts, making it all the way up to the rubber.
Yeah.
Welcome back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Just about set to go here for game number two of this Sunday doubleheader. Augusta picked up a nervy win in game one, picking up the victory 3-2. Ellis and Joseph stranded the tying run at third, the winning run at second in game number one to pick up his eighth save of the season. The Green Jackets will be going up against Jake Christensen, known as Hoser the Closer, back when he was at Feather River Junior College, where he was drafted last year. Christensen, formerly a catcher, converted into a starting pitcher this year after closing during his lone season of JUCO baseball. Here's how Augusta will be lining up against him today. Yoris Tavares leads it off. EJ Exposito bats second. Bryson Worrell hits third, while Corey Acton, who has led the Green Jackets with seven base hits this week, hits in the cleanup spot. Jair Casanova, a base hit in the earlier game today, hits fifth, while Tyler Collins, who enjoyed a day off yesterday and in game one, bats sixth. Eliezel Stevens, 3-for-7 this week, hits seventh. Dawson Diamond bats eighth and does the catching, while Francisco Floyd plays at third and bats ninth. Yoris Tavares DHing here in the second game of the doubleheader, pushing EJ Exposito back to his old shortstop position as we get set to go here in game number two. Green Jackets sticking in their military green jerseys, the River Dogs in their Sunday baby blues, the alternate Holy City jerseys with the dark blue caps, powder blue jerseys, white pants, and black socks. Yoris Tavares steps into the box at 5:39 p.m. as Christensen delivers a first pitch ball inside Tavi, and we are underway. 90 degrees right now. Righty on righty matchup, the 1-0. Caught on a miss, high fastball. Christensen, a 3-0 record, a 3.77 ERA. His 21st game, just his 8th start, began this season in a multi-inning bulk relief role, oftentimes following Kikito Severino. The 1-1, driven to right field, shallow. Ryan Cermak comes in, battling the sun, and makes the catch, one away. The outfield for the River Dogs in game two undergoes a complete reshuffling. No one in their same positions as game one. Chandler Simpson slides from center to left. John Diaz, who pinch hit in the seventh of last game, comes into play center. And Ryan Cermak, playing his second game of the series, is in right field. EJ Exposito next up. First pitch to him is taken for a strike at 93. Exposito went 1-for-4 with 3 flyouts to right field in game one. And the 0-1. Line foul, out of play. The infield also shuffles around. Ryan Spikes moves from second to third. Cooper Kinney will play at second, while Carlos Colmenares maintains his spot at shortstop, and Xavier Isaac stays at first. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, high fastball. Down on strikes he goes for the second out. No score, just underway here in game two of this doubleheader. The Green Jackets looking to salvage a series split with a win here in game two. Green Jackets back up to 3 games below 500, 13-16 here in half number two. River Dogs still 9 games over that mark at 19-10. Switch hitter Worrell, batting lefty, steps in and takes a strike. Worrell just 4-for-22 this week, hitting 205. Walked and doubled in game one, also struck out twice. 0-1, caught on and missed, big slider down and away. Seth Keller gets the start for the Green Jackets, looking to shake off last week's outing in a big way. That'll be in the bottom of the frame, the 0-2 here, taken upstairs for a ball. Last time out, Christensen picked up the win in Delmarva a week ago today, went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run on 3 hits, only walked one and struck out one. Doesn't strike out a ton, but doesn't walk many either and gets a lot of soft contact. 1-2 pitch, in the dirt, it goes all the way to the backstop. Mario Fernandez does the catching here in game number two with Raudelis Martinez, who's caught 3 of the previous 5 games, slotting to the DH role. Worrell calls timeout here and steps out to reset that clock. 2-2 the count to Worrell with Acton on deck. Infield back. Beautiful sunlight over the field. The pitch is caught on and missed. Changeup gets him on the inside part of the plate. 1-2-3 goes the Green Jackets. In the top of the first, River Dogs coming up when we come back here in Charleston.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets go in order in the top of the first, and that'll bring out Seth Keller to the mound. Keller looking to shrug off last week's outing where it was a brutal performance. Only went an inning and a third for the Green Jackets in the worst outing for any pitcher this season, but plenty of time to rebound as he continues to work his way back from the forearm injury that sidelined him for much of the months of May and June. Keller comes into today, making his sixth start, his 12th appearance of the season. Last time out, gave up 8 runs, all earned on 5 hits, while walking 3 and hitting 4. Comes into today with a ERA in the 5s. Previously, it had been down in the 2s, so that one outing really inflating a lot of the numbers. Keller struggled, though, since the injury. He pitched on May 18th in Myrtle Beach, went 4 innings, gave up just 1 run while striking out 6. Since then, in his last 4 outings, just 4 strikeouts while walking 10 and hitting 6. Chandler Simpson, the lefty, digs in and takes the pitch outside for a ball as we're underway here in the bottom of the first. Simpson leads it off. Kinney bats second. Xavier Isaac hits third, as he has every game this week. Ryan Spikes, that's cleanup. The 1-0 from the righty Keller downstairs. Ryan Cermak hits fifth. John Diaz in the sixth slot after pinch hitting and singling back in the last game. Cole Menares bats seventh. Raudelis Martinez bats eighth. And Mario Fernandez, the catcher, in the 9 role. The 2-0 pitch inside, 3-0. Keller was one of the more dominant arms in the league before the injury. 3-0, taking high ball 4. But so far in the month of July, it's been tough. He's gone 7 1/3 innings, giving up 10 hits, 13 runs, while hitting 4, walking 5, and striking out just 2. So Simpson, 76 stolen bases, is on at first for Kinney. First pitch is inside and low for a ball. 5 straight out of the zone to begin the game. Simpson stole a base in the opener of today's doubleheader. No score, just underway. Bottom of the first. Pickoff to first. Tagged by Stevens, not in time. Eliezel Stevens is at first base with Acton at second base. EJ Exposito at short with Tavares DHing and Floyd playing at third. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate, who has been a easier target to run on this year. Simpson goes. The 1-0 is taken for a strike. Throw down is not in time. 77 for Simpson. And it's now a 1-1 count. Kinney has had himself a tremendous series. 8 for 19. He's driven in 5 on the season, hitting .259 with 8 homers and 44 men driven in. Keller now working from the stretch. The 1-1 outside and low. Keller, prior to the injury, had thrown 23 innings, had only given up 3 runs. An ERA just over 1 while striking out 22 and walking 3. 2-1 inside, nearly hit him. Since then, 10 and a third innings, he's given up 15 hits, 17 runs, 7 walks, and just 4 strikeouts since the injury. So it's been a very different second half of the year for Keller. The 3-1, taking high ball 4. Back-to-back walks to begin the game.
Walk in the footsteps of heroes, Century Point Angle and Maritime Museum.
Good speed on the bags here, with 2 aboard and no one out for Xavier Isaac. Isaac drove in the first run of the game for River Dogs back in the opener, but then struck out twice. He's had himself a very interesting series. 4-for-19, he's driven in 6 with 10 strikeouts. The pitch is lined to left, shallow. Casanova charging in. He slides and makes the catch, says umpire Trey Ward. A nice rangy play by Casanova for out number 1. That ball nearly sank in and caused some trouble. So now 1 out and 2 aboard for Ryan Spikes, 4-for-18 this week with 7 strikeouts. 14 of his 42 runs batted in this year have come against Augusta. An even 33%. First and second and 1 away. Big leads off of first and second. Double steal, pitch taken inside. Throw goes to second, and it is not in time. Acton thought they might have had him. Instead, it'll be a successful double steal. 78 for Simpson, whose quest to 100 grows quicker and more real by the day. Stealing almost a base a game. Second and third now. The pitch missed. And the 1-0. Fly ball, shallow center field. Casanova is going to make the play. Simpson's going to fake the tag and will hold up at third. Casanova has a hose. He's showcased it a couple times this week. The Green Jackets also had 2 outfield assists in game number 1 today. So now 2 away and 2 on for Ryan Cermak, playing in just his second game since the middle of April, reinstated in the injured list earlier this week. Second and third, 2 away. Ready on ready, the matchup, and Keller's first pitch. Slider misses just inside. Simpson and Kinney aboard. The pitch outside and high. 2-0 the count. 2 walks, 2 flyouts so far for Keller. Casanova's playing in left field with Collins in center and Bryson Worrell in right. Slider misses down, and the count goes to 3-0. On deck is John Diaz. Keller only pitched once against Charleston. That was back in the middle of May. Went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits and a run while fanning 5. 3-0 pitch. Caught on and missed. Big green light hack there for Cermak. Before the injury, hitting just .188. Did double and drive in a run on Friday night up to .196 with 2 homers and 7 runs batted in. 3-1 hitters count with 2 in scoring position, and the pitch is lined foul out of play. Well, the last inning, the bottom of the 7th in game 1, ended with Ellison Joseph having to strand Bennett second and third with only 1 out. Keller trying to accomplish the same fate as time is called by the batter. In fact, arguably more impressive, he'd be doing it with no outs The River Dogs had been at second and third before an out was recorded. A 3-2 count to Cermak. Base open at first. Simpson on third, looking eagerly at Keller. Pitch. Driven to right field. Worrell heads towards the track, now comes in and makes the catch, side retire. Keller pounds the glove in excitement. He strands men at second and third in the first inning, and the game will remain scoreless going into the top of the second. We'll come back. No score, Augusta, with 4, 5, and 6 to the plate.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
And finally, community relations intern, singer, songwriter, and actress,
back here for the top of the second inning. No score. Seth Keller strands a pair of men on base to finish off the first. Corey Acton in to lead it off. 4, 5, and 6. Acton, Casanova, and Collins. Two lefties in Acton and Collins. Christensen on the mound was smooth and composed in the first inning. And he throws a strike here to begin inning number two. Christensen needed just 11 pitches to get through the first three men he faced today. Acton having himself a nice series. The 0-1 outside. He's gone 7 for 17, driven in 4, hitting .220 now. He's raised his average 35 points over the course of the last 5 games. He's played every one. The 1-1. Line to left field, a base hit. Spikes, the third baseman, is playing in and didn't get a chance to react as Acton picks up yet another knock, and he is aboard to begin the second. The Green Jackets will return home on Tuesday. Well, they'll return home tonight, but the next game will be Tuesday as Casanova takes a ball up and in to begin his AB. They'll play the Columbia Fireflies for 6 straight games. Columbia up 3-1 on Carolina right now. Acton on first, no score, top of the second. The 1-0. Chopper slowly towards third. Spikes fields it in foul ground, and everyone will go back and reset. Casanova, 3 hits this series, average at 195, 6 homers. He's driven in 30. Just 1 home run, though, since the end of May. And it was, if a home run can be such a thing, a bloop home run to the shallowest part of left field in Columbia back on 4th of July weekend. 1-1. Grounded towards third again. Spikes fields to second for one to first, double play. 5-4-3, a twin killing, and now two men retired here in the second. No one aboard, 2 outs for Tyler Collins. Collins had himself a nice series. He's reached seven times in 12 plate appearances. First pitch to the lefty, fastball taken for a strike. Collins, 4-for-9. He's also walked three times, stole a base, and drove in what ended up being the winning run on Thursday night's comeback victory. 0-1, grounded foul. Ricochets off the screen of the Augusta dugout. Everyone back safely. Christensen, 23 years of age, but an arm that does not have a lot of innings on it. 0-2, Collins takes high. He was a catcher for 2 years before being converted to a closing pitcher in his final season of junior college. And then now a starter. 1-2, fought foul. One and two, Collins awaits. It's a breaking ball, and it's popped up. Foul down the third baseline. Fernandez, the catcher, and Spikes are there, and Spikes will grab it to retire the side. Green Jackets get a leadoff single, but a double play takes care of that, and we'll head to the bottom of the inning. No score, bottom two, if we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the second, no score. Green Jackets and River Dogs wrapping up this series. Currently stands at 3-2 in favor of Charleston. That means the season series stands 9-8 in favor of the River Dogs. Each of the two previous series had been 3-3 splits. And a win here for Augusta in game two would ensure that to be the case for a third straight trip through. The River Dogs will come to Augusta in the late stages of August. In fact, they are the penultimate homestand of the year for the Green Jackets. Augusta will host the River Dogs the week of the 20th and then host the Salem Red Sox in the final homestand that stretches from the 27th of August through September 3rd. 6, 7, and 8 due up against Seth Keller here in the bottom of inning number two. The lefty John Diaz to the dish. He singled in the seventh as a pinch hitter in game one, and he'll take a strike from Keller. Keller only threw 6 strikes in the first inning of his 18 pitches, but starts Diaz off with an off-speed one here. 0-1. Fastball grounded towards second. Acton fields on a dive, gets up quickly, throw to Stevens at first in time for the out. Acton showcasing the range. He's played all 6 games this week at 3 different positions, second base, third base, and left field. But in his first time at second base in over a week, makes a nice diving snag to take away a hit from Diaz. Now Carlos Colmenares to the plate. 0-5 with 2 strikeouts and a walk in 2 games this week. Another lefty, and he'll take a strike. 5 left-handed hitters in this lineup. Actually 6 with Diaz as a switch hitter. 0-1. Down and in. Colmenares hitting 192. Not quite living up to that top prospect billing right now. Although someone who did was Yaniel Curet. We'll talk about that in a moment. The 1-1, caught on and missed. Fastball blew it by him, and it's 1-2. Colmenares, the 13th-ranked prospect, signed for $3 million out of Venezuela in 2021. Dealt with a hammock injury last year in the Dominican Summer League, the same kind of injury that sidelined Mike Trout right now. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with a changeup, and down on strikes he goes. So Keller is now retired 5 in a row. And now 2 away. Still no score, bottom of the second. And Raudelis Martinez, the energetic big swinger from Cuba, is the next man up. Lefty on righty. Keller working from the full windup. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 92. That is more like the Keller that we saw earlier this year. Firing in strikes. A 1. Breaking ball slipped, taken up high. One and one. The pitch chopped up the middle. Charging Exposito, the shortstop. Sidearm throw to first in time for the out. And the side is retired. Seth Keller has sent 6 in a row packing. And we'll head to inning number 3. Green Jackets and River Dogs all tied up at 0.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
What a nice play.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Top of the third, Green Jackets coming up to the plate against Jake Christensen. Augusta with one hit, neither team with a run, neither team with an error so far to date. Here in game 2 of this doubleheader, game 6 of this series, Green Jackets will have an off day tomorrow before opening up August with 6 against the Fireflies. Augusta took 4 of 6 from Columbia to begin the month of July. Eliezel Stevens, the left-hand hitting power hitter, into the box. First pitch, swinging, he fouls it off. Stevens, 3-for-7 with 2 doubles this week, up to .278 in the average department. Of his hits this season, only 1 has been a single. The rest have all gone for extra bases. Still in the first week of his Green Jackets year, he'll take a pitch outside 1-1. Stevens, a converted second baseman to the other corner to first base, has looked good on the bag. Christensen's 1-1 inside. Stevens, 22 years of age, out of San Pedro de Macorís, same hometown as Ellison Joseph, Fernando Tatis, many others. A baseball haven in the Dominican Republic. The lefty looks out at Christensen, and the 2-1 upstairs. Christensen does not surrender a lot of walks. He had one outing where he walked four men, and other than that, he has been between zero and two free passes in every game in which he's appeared this year. 3-1. Outside, ball four. Christensen thought he had it, and Stevens will draw the first walk of the day for Augusta. The Green Jackets got the leadoff man aboard incredibly well in game number one. They reached to begin six of seven innings. The only inning where they did not get a man, the leadoff man aboard, was in the seventh. They did have a man reach in every frame, although they sent up the minimum once due to a double play. Getting traffic on the bases is a great first step. Dawson Diamond, the former River Dog, into the plate. Diamond, 2-for-6 this week. First pitch, caught on a missed. Fastball got him on the inside part of the plate. Diamond was a Rays draft pick out of high school in Lancaster, California, back in 2016. Was initially a San Diego State commit, signed with the Rays instead. 0-1, poked down the right field line, but out of play. Diamond spent time amongst a couple of short season rookie league teams and then spent last year in Charleston before being acquired by the Braves midway through the year, where he spent time in Rome and also AAA Gwinnett as more of a bullpen catcher there. Time called here by the batter Diamond. Diamond and his girlfriend also just adopted two very adorable puppies. Hopefully someone's with them right now when Augusta's on the road. Stevens on first, no score, no outs. 0-2 to Dawson Diamond. Pitch clock down to 3, and Christensen delivers. Swung on and missed. Fastball got him down on strikes. 3 strikeouts now for Christensen through 2 1/3, and that'll bring up Francisco Floyd. Floyd, 2-for-9 this week with a triple and an RBI. Floyd grounds the first pitch, foul. The righty Floyd hitting 193, 4 homers, 14 driven in. Stevens on first, not a real threat to run. He's a big body and speed not his best asset. 0-1. Beautiful front door slider for a strike. The Green Jackets have run all over the River Dogs this week, however. They've stolen 11 bases on 12 attempts, only been caught once, and it was actually their leader in stolen bases, Tyler Collins, who was the man caught stealing. Tavares on deck, pickoff to first. Stevens back in safely. Jeremy Celedonio is coaching first, with Francisco Floyd coaching third. With Francisco Diaz coaching third, Francisco Floyd in the box. 0-2. Flown in the air to center. Diaz battles the sun, comes in, still battling, and makes the catch. At a medium depth for out number two. Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella is off this upcoming week. He gets his vacation, and Frankie Diaz will manage the rest of the way. So now Ambioris Tavares to the plate. Flew out to right his first time up. First pitch to him outside. Stevens on first. Good crowd here now on this Sunday evening. The 1-0 bounces up to the plate. It gets all the way through to the backstop, and Stevens will take second on the wild pitch. He spiked a changeup that time. It actually hit off the infield grass. It didn't even make it to the home plate circle. And Stevens becomes the first Augusta player in scoring position here in game number two. Tavares just down below 200, down to 199. OPS at 646. 25 driven in. A chance here for number 26. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big fastball. And he couldn't catch up. It's been a day full of trades across Major League Baseball. To no one's surprise, with the deadline now under 48 hours away as of 12 minutes ago. 2-1. Up and in. Hitters count for Tavares, 3-1. We'll see if he gets something to hit here with a man on second. The pitch is taken, high ball 4. Good plate appearance from Tavares. And he is aboard. Now two men on and two away. For DJ Exposito, who struck out in the first. Looking around Major League Baseball, the now Max Scherzer-less Mets picked up a win over the Nationals, with Verlander getting his 250th career win. First pitch to Expo fouled off. The Rays, the parent club of the River Dogs, beat the Astros 8-2. The Braves picked up an 8-6 win, closing out their series with Milwaukee. The Braves host the Angels beginning tomorrow night. A 1. Breaking ball gets the outside corner for a strike. Exposito was looking for that one to be called up and away. It looked like it might have missed just a tad, but called in the zone. Two men on, two men out, and an 0-2 to number 2, Exposito. Christensen draws the pitch clock down, and the pitch swung on and missed. 3-pitch strikeout. And down on strikes he goes to retire the side. Green Jackets get 2 walks, but also fan twice and strand 2 men on second as the side is retired in the third. We go to the bottom of inning number 3, no score. Seth Keller back to the mound, and we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone.
We've got a very special guest announcer from the crowd who's got our mic.
Say hello. Hello.
Who are you rooting for today?
River Dogs. Say the River Dogs. Say dog. Dog.
It's no? Okay. It was great while it lasted.
Yeah. Charlie took a picture with us.
Perfect. We got a guest announcer from the furthest back row behind home plate. The press box here is right on top of the final row of fans in the area of the lower bowl behind home plate. And a young girl being held by her father grabbed the mic. Figured it's only fair to let her say a few words and get those thoughts out. Oh, to be young and rocking tie-dye at the minor league baseball stadium once again. Back here for the bottom of the third, Green Jackets and River Dogs tied at 0. Seth Keller back out to the mound. He's retired 6 straight, going back to the first. A great crowd has filled in here. It was a little bit sparser in the first game. This was supposed to be a 5:05 game, a 9-inning game, and then the rain yesterday pushed it to a doubleheader. And we've got another guest announcer.
Hudson, you say River Dogs? He just whisper, River Dogs. No? Thank you.
People see the mic and... You know, we're not on commercial radio. There's no need to be professional and fun all the time. Mario Fernandez, first pitch swinging in the bottom of the third. Grounds over to Floyd at third base, and he fires a strike to Stevens for the out, one away. So the top of the lineup next to the plate. No score, one away, bottom of inning number 3. thanks to those guest announcers, those River Dogs fans in the row right below us. Chandler Sims into the plate, walked and stole his 77th and 78th bases back in the first. And he'll take a ball down low here. Simpson chasing history up there with the likes of Billy Hamilton for speedsters in the minors. Takes a 1-0 outside. Every time he walks, it's just like getting a man into scoring position. Yeah. 2-0 here, and it's in for a strike. Fastball at 90. Two and one to the lefty Simpson. Keller's pitch is a strike at the knees. Nicely located there. Pinned him on the inside corner. The 2-2. Breaking ball, a beautiful slider, but it's fouled off at the last minute. And here's the 2-2. Line drive left field, but slicing foul. For perspective, Billy Hamilton, one of the fastest guys in the modern era of baseball, stole 103 bases in single A back in 2011. Simpson trying to get aboard to continue to extend those numbers here in the 2-2. Taken just low, and it'll go full. So a 3-2. It's popped up. Foul behind home plate. Diamond tosses the mask aside and makes the catch for out number two. So now lefty to the plate is Cooper Kinney. First pitch misses inside. Kinney walked and then stole second back in the first. Seth Keller stranded those two men aboard. Looking to retire his ninth straight man here with no one on in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 on the outside part of the plate. Nicely placed by Seth Keller. Keller, 38 pitches here through 2 2/3, has looked a lot more comfortable after those first two batters. The 1-1, grounded to second. Acton's there, bobbles a bit on the transfer, throws to first for the out that retires the side. It's another 1-2-3 for Keller, who has breezed through the last nine men he has faced. We go to the top of the fourth, no score. Green Jack of the River Dogs, and we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Thank you. Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Top of the fourth inning. Back in Charleston, game two of this doubleheader. Scoreless with the Green Jackets and River Dogs combining for one hit in their first three full frames. Bryson Worrell will lead it off here in this half inning. Worrell struck out in the first. Everyone 0 for 1 except for Acton, who's on deck, who led off the second with a single. Worrell batting lefty will swing and a miss at the first pitch from Christensen, who has looked comfortable and confident through four and a third innings. He has struck out four, given up one walk, rather two walks, excuse me. A one on the outside part of the plate with a strike. Oh, and two pitch here, taken downstairs for a ball. Green Jackets with just that one hit back in the second inning. They did get two men on with walks in the last frame. The 1-2 grounded sharply into the dugout by Worrell over by the first base line, but fortunately everyone gets out of the way in time. Again the 1-2, and again fouled into the dugout. Worrell a little early on these off-speed pitches from Christensen, who's showcased a good four-pitch mix so far today. Still 1-2 with Acton on deck. The pitch, high ball 2. No one on, no score, no outs. The 2-2 pitch is lined softly to center. Jumping in is Diaz. He's going to play it on one hop. And Worrell works the count a little bit and gets aboard with a leadoff single. Third straight inning where Augusta gets the leadoff man aboard. They've now had the leadoff man reach in 9 of the 10 innings so far today. Well, actually 10 of the 11 innings, because my math's not great, nor has it ever been. The lefty Acton now at the plate with Worrell very fast on at first. The pitch, slider for a strike. Bryson Worrell, 16 stolen bases. He's only been caught one time. He's stolen 8 in a row without getting caught. Acton a good contact hitter as the 0-1 swung on and missed. Having just said that, wouldn't be the worst spot to think about a potential hit and run, but now with two strikes, probably a moot point. Augusta hit into a double play in the second for Jair Casanova, who's now on deck. The 0-2 pitch, taken high for a ball. Fernandez thought about the snap throw back to first, but he dropped the ball while jumping into his stance. One and two, Christensen looks down at Acton with Worrell dancing off of first. He'll pick over, sliding back in without a tag. There's Bryson Worrell. Still 1-2. The pitch, line towards left field, slicing quickly towards the line. It is a fair ball. It's going to roll to the corner. Worrell hits second. They will wave him home. Here comes the throw from left. It's cut off by the shortstop. The throw to the plate, not in time. It's an RBI double for Corey Acton, whose hot week gets even hotter. His second hit of the game gives Augusta a 1-0 lead. Nine hits now on the week for Acton. He's driven in five. And given Augusta the lead here with a man on second and no one out. So Casanova to the plate. He grounded into a 5-4-3 double play in the second. Augusta now on top 1-0. And the pitch is lined out of play down the right field line. One, Acton dancing off the second base bag. The pitch is lined towards right field, dropping quickly and in for a base hit. They will hold Acton at third as Cermak's throw is cut off by Isaac. Back-to-back-to-back hits here, though, for Augusta. They had one hit in the first three frames. They've got three here without recording an out in the top of inning number four. So Acton to third, Casanova to first. And the pitching coach, Levi Romero, out to the mound. Casanova has extended his on-base streak now to six games. He's had himself a really nice couple of weeks at the plate, even when the hits weren't always falling. He's actually brought it up to seven games now after the first game of this series. Augusta's done a good job getting on base this week, despite some heavy losses in games one and two, and then a 6-4 game on Friday that they dropped that was not as close as the scoreline would indicate. But Casanova's reached in seven straight, Acton's reached in six in a row. And now a chance for some runs now with men on the corners and one away. Tyler Collins, the lefty at the plate, will line the first pitch to left field. Fairly deep. Simpson backing up, now charging in. He'll make the catch. They'll wave Acton home. The throw is not cut off. It's a good one. Acton's out. Got him by about 5 feet, and Simpson picks up the outfield assist as Augusta, for the fifth time this week, will make an out at home plate. That is improbable. And you go from having men at the corners with no one out to having a man on first and two away. Stevens, who walked, is the lefty up to the plate right now with Casanova on first. It's a 7-2 double play for Collins. Lefty on ready matchup. Christensen trying to keep the damage to one. First pitch, caught on and missed. The pitch clock is out right now in center field. One nothing the score. Green Jackets took the lead on an RBI double from Acton. Pickoff throw to first. It gets away, goes over towards the bullpen. Up and running is Casanova. He'll hit second and stay there with a nice stake tag applied by Colmenares to keep him from thinking about three. The temperature has actually risen as the evening has grown later. It was 89 degrees at first pitch this afternoon, and it's now 92, about 3 hours later, just past the 6:30 mark. The pitch, caught on and missed. It's 0-2 on Stevens. he will use his timeout and adjust the batting gloves. Worrell singled to begin the frame. Acton doubled him home. Casanova made it first and third with a single, and then Collins flew into a double play with Simpson, the outfielder, getting a nice assist from left field. Now a man on second, and the 0-2 pitch to Stevens pushed foul out of play. Stevens, 3-for-7 with two walks over the course of this series, playing in his third game. Still 0-2. The pitch. Drive to right field and sinking in for a base hit. It'll be the fourth hit of the inning as up and firing is Cermak. It looked like Kinney might have caught that, but it just evaded his reach. And now, again, Augusta with men at the corners, this time with two away for Dawson Diamond. Stevens continues to get on base. So runners on first and third with two outs for Diamond, who struck out on three pitches back in the third. Green Jackets up 1-0 and looking to push and capitalize on this four-hit inning. Casanova not being held on third. The pitch to Diamond. Line down the right field line, but foul, and we'll get to the third row of seats over by the River Dogs bullpen. One in the dirt. Diamond looks it off. Diamond has enjoyed playing the River Dogs this year, hitting about 240 against them after that first inning strikeout, but his lone homer of the season also came against his former team in his first at bat against them this year. He lined one off the scoreboard in left field at SRP Park back in May. The 1-1, taken up high for a ball. Not a bad pitch there. They'll peel up the middle, but Diamond was able to hold up. To Diamond reach, Floyd is on deck. The 2-1, line foul off the end of the bat, over into the netting behind home plate. Two and two with two men on and two men out. The pitch taken high for a ball. The count will go full. Stevens on at first with a single. Will be off and running with the pitch. Full count and two away. And a man is up and throwing. It is Drew Summers, the lefty, in the bullpen for the River Dogs. As Christensen is now approaching 30 pitches in this frame, up to 25 after that ball. 3-2. Runner goes. It's tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Diamond swung at ball four. He knew it. And the side is retired. Green Jackets get the first run of the game, though, on Corey Acton's RBI double. They'll leave a pair. They go to the bottom of the fourth. Augusta 1 and Charleston 0.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth, Green Jackets now lead 1-0 on Corey Acton's RBI double. The former UGA Bulldog and also University of Florida Gators had himself a real nice series. Seth Keller on the mound has also looked mighty fine. Keller, 39 pitches through three innings, just the one strikeout, but after those two walks in the first, it's been no dice ever since. Xavier Isaac leads it off in the bottom of the first. Isaac flew out to left. Casanova made a nice sliding grab on his knees to take away a hit. The big lefty into the box. 4 for 20 this week. He's driven in 6, however. And the first pitch is taken outside and high for a ball. Most games have gone final in the league. And the 1-0 down and in, 2-0. Lynchburg beat Salem 3-2. Fayetteville smoked Down East 8-1. Fredericksburg beat Myrtle Beach 9-8. The 2-0 fouled off, high fastball. Kannapolis beat Delmarva 2-1 in a rare pitcher's duel for the Cannonballers. Billy Seidel picked up his league-leading 11th save of the year. Two-one pitch, driven to right, over to his left is Worrell, and he'll make the catch on a line. That ball was scalded at 106 miles an hour off the bat, but almost hit too hard. It carried right to Worrell, and there is out number one. So now Ryan Spikes steps to the plate. One away, bottom of the fourth. Augusta on top by one. The Cannonballers' next stop is this ballpark. First pitch to Spikes is swung on and missed. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. He couldn't catch up. The River Dogs will remain home and host the Cannonballers for 6. A 1 outside for a ball. Ben Butel, the former Iowa man who made his debut against Augusta back in early June, picked up his third win of the season for Kannapolis today. The 1-1 pitch popped up. Right side could be playable towards foul ground. Stevens tracks it down over on the warning track and makes the catch back onto the grass in foul territory for out number 2. The bullpen for the River Dogs had to go scrambling a little bit there with the unprotected bullpens in this ballpark. There's basically no foul playable area. Once you get about, I'd say about 100 feet past the third and first base bags because of the bullpens there, and it's tight quarters. Two away now in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is taken outside by Cermak, who flew out to right to end inning number 1. Green Jackets on top, 1-0. Here in the final game of the month of July. 1-0. Sweeper taken outside and low. Green Jackets 10-12 this month. Looking to pick up win number 11. Fastball high for a ball. Two away, no one on. Infield back. A 3-0 count here for Cermak. And the pitch is a strike. Fastball at 91. Not really a get-me-over fastball there. That was paint. Hitters count 3-1. Cermak, the righty, awaits. The pitch is down and away, ball 4. So the first base runner since the top of the first That breaks the streak of 11 straight men retired by Keller. Cermak on first for John Diaz. Diaz grounded out to second in his only at-bat so far today. Big lead for Cermak at first. Pick off to first. They might have him, and they just get away with it this time. Cermak back in head first. Keller with a good quick move. Runner goes. The pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow on the infield. Four infielders converge. And it is the third baseman, Floyd, who makes the catch while falling to his back. And the side is retired. Green Jackets give up a base runner with a walk, but nothing else. We go to the top of the fifth. Green Jackets up 1-0 here in Charleston.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the fifth in Charleston. Green Jackets on top, 1-0. A run on five hits for the Green Jackets. Nothing but an error for the River Dogs so far. Francisco Floyd leading it off. 9-1-2. Summers to the mound. First pitch swinging for Floyd. It's 0-1. Summers, the big lefty out of Illinois, drafted out of a junior college in Arizona last year, making his sixth appearance against the Green Jackets, who have not fared well against him. 0-1, line down the right field line, but over and out of play. Summers, a 1.35 ERA, has been the best reliever on this team, making his 20th appearance. He's got six saves, of which two have come against Augusta. He has struck out 44 in 26 innings of work. And ahead in the count here, 0-2 on Floyd. The pitch is taken high for a ball. Summers, in his first year affiliated baseball, his first year professional baseball, had a rough start. Got roughed up a bit in April and May, and since then has been lights out, yet to allow a run this month. The 1-2 pitch, curveball grounded foul. In fact, if you combine his 9 outings in June with his 3 outings in May, you get 13 and a third innings of one run ball with 19 strikeouts to just 10 hits in the last, well, almost at this point, 2 full months. So he has been lights out as of late. The 1-2. caught on a miss. Changeup down and away. Floyd goes down on strikes. 0 for 2 for Floyd. And that'll bring up Ambiori's Tavares. Tavares had a nice day in the opener, going 1 for 3 with a double and a walk. Tavares so far in game 2 is 0 for 1. He walked his last time up. Tavares loves lefties and takes a fastball for a strike on the inside part of the plate. 93 miles an hour. The 0-1. Breaking ball taken in the dirt. They appeal at the first base line. See if he checked his swing. He did not. It is. Rather, he successfully checked. It's 1-1. He took it for a ball. One and one. Exposito on deck. And the pitch fouled off. Gets the back of the catcher, Fernandez. Tavares awaits the 1-2 pitch. It is caught on a miss. Another changeup. That's a put-away pitch for sure. Back-to-back strikeouts for Summers. And now two away. EJ Exposito already with two strikeouts today, looking to avoid a third. 0 for 2. In game 1 today, he went 1 for 4 with a single and 3 flyouts. Righty on lefty. The battle. The first pitch is lined down the right field line over towards foul ground. Cermak chasing it down. It will get into the stands by a good 15 feet. Isaac, the first baseman, also hustled over there to no avail. Augusta on top, 1-0. Green Jackets got 4 hits in the top of the fourth. They had 1 hit in the second, and that's been it for the hits for both teams. 0-1. Slow curveball in for a strike. It's 0-2. Summers pitched the other day, went an inning, struck out 1, gave up a hit and a walk. That was his return from a 22-day injury layoff. A chance to strike out the side here. The 0-2 pitch taken down in the dirt. Again, an appeal, and he checked to swing in time. Very popular guy, Drew Summers, on a team full of lefty relievers. He's a very different profile at 6'4", 300. Big body and a funky release. It's fooled hitters so far. The 1-2 pitch, grounded foul off the end of the bat. Good job protecting by Exposito. Again, the 1-2. Line drive, right field, base hit. As Exposito will keep the inning alive and work his way aboard. It sank fast and tailed over towards Cermak, who had to make a decision whether to gamble and slide or just play it on a hop. And he did the smart thing and played it on a hop. If that ball gets by him, it trickles all the way into the right field corner. So Bryson Worrell will now bat on the other side. First pitch to him. Saws him off. Popped up down the first baseline. Drifting foul, and it'll land on the concourse. Oh, and one with Worrell at the dish. Exposito, a small lead at first. The pitch outside, blocked by Fernandez on a slide. River Dogs still up by 3.5 games in the Carolina League South. 1-1 pitch. Worrell swings and misses. Snap throw back to first. They got him by a mile. The Green Jackets get picked off for the third time today across the two games and the fifth time in the series. And Augusta will end up sending up the minimum against Summers on the 2-3 pickoff move that gets Exposito. Bottom of the fifth when we come back. Keller to the mound here in Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets up 1-0. They got their sixth hit of the game in the fifth inning, the top of the frame, but got a man picked off. Seth Keller back out on the mound. He has been stellar. And he'll have 7-8-9 here in the bottom of the frame. The pitch is in for a strike. Slider to start him off. Colmenares struck out swinging. The only strikeout of the day for Keller so far, but he hasn't needed the strikeout so much. He's gotten a lot of fair outs and a couple ground outs as well. 0-1 pitch. Driven towards right field and foul. Just gets wide of the line. Had the crowd up in arms, or up in awes, rather. And 2 on Colmenares, the lefty in the box. It'll be a string of lefties for Keller this inning. 2 and then a righty. The 0-2 popped up. Shallow center field. Collins darting in. Casanova, the left fielder there as well. And Casanova will make the catch. Not the most confident catch of all time. He bobbled it a bit in the palm of his glove. But that will be the first out of the inning. Raudelis Martinez, a ground out in inning number 2, is the next man up. He grounded out to Exposito to end the second. Augusta, the lone run of the game, and all 6 base hits in the contest so far. Infield pulled over for the lefty, and Keller's pitch outside. Former Green Jackets pitcher Tyree Thompson made his high A debut in the Braves system today, but struggled, went an inning and 2/3 of relief, gave up 3 hits and 3 runs. 1-0 downstairs. He also hit a batter and walked 2 in some maybe early jitters for someone getting back to a higher level. 2-0 here on Martinez. Fernandez on deck. The pitch, breaking ball outside. Martinez has cooled off a bit, was hitting over 300 in his first week of games, now back down to 250. The 3-0 in for a strike, taking all the way.
One more,
Next pitch will be the 60th of the afternoon for Seth Keller, with one away here in the bottom of the fifth. The 3-1 grounded foul off the end of the bat. Augusta picked up the 3-2 win in game one of the doubleheader. Ellison Joseph came in from the bullpen and ended up stranding the tying and winning runs in scoring position. His eighth save of the year. Ronaldo Alessandro got the winning decision after going two scoreless innings in relief and not allowing a base runner. 3-2, Keller working on Martinez, going from the windup. The payoff pitch is down and in, ball four. Mario Fernandez is the next man up. One on, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets on top, 1-0. Big lead off of first for Martinez, a catcher who can run. First pitch is lined down the right field line. Drifting foul, Worrell gives it a chase, but it's going to land untouched and over by the bullpen. So 0-1, Fernandez steps back into the box. A sizable lead for Martinez at first. He's got a good pickoff move. We've seen it once today. 0-1, slider, big swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Just the one strikeout so far for Keller, who's been efficient and gotten lots of soft contact. Isaacs had the only ball hit over 100 miles an hour against him today, and it was a line out to right. Again, a big lead at first for Martinez with one away, and the 0-2 pitch fouled off and in the hands. Fernandez slams his hand into his bat angrily. Maybe thinks he got a mistake pitch there, perhaps. Still 0-2. Stevens, his glove hand out at first base. Runner thinks about going, takes it outside for a ball, and Martinez off the first base bag decides to head back after faking to run. One and two. Pick off to first. No tag from Stevens. An arm up and warming in the bullpen for the River Dogs. With Summers still working his way back from injury, he was great last inning, faced the minimum, two strikeouts, then a single and a pickoff. Runner stays up again. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three with Martinez dancing off of first. Fernandez hacks feebly and goes down at a big breaking ball for the second out. Man on first, two away for the leadoff man, Chandler Simpson. Green Jackets on top, 1-0. A big zero in the hit column for the River Dogs through 4 2/3. First pitch, popped up, shallow left field. Playable, perhaps, for Casanova, who charges in and makes the catch. Side retired. Seth Keller, 5 no-hit frames, will head to the sixth. Green Jackets coming up to the plate with a 1-0 lead when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning, Jackson Lancaster, the lefty, out to the mound. He will have the heart of the Green Jackets order, 3, 4, and 5, due up to the plate. Those three, Worrell, Acton, and Casanova, are a combined 4 for 6. Bryson Worrell, a single and a strikeout, will bat righty here against Lancaster, whose last action was pitching a third of an inning and giving up 7 runs on Friday night. Rather, Thursday night, excuse me. It was a aberration in what has been otherwise a very solid debut season for Lancaster, who was a two-way player in college. Green Jackets saw him pretty good on Friday, although he came in a tough situation. His team had already coughed up 6 runs of a 8-run lead. Green Jackets ended up scoring 9 times in a row in the ninth inning and 15 unanswered runs between the eighth and ninth to pick up the win. He misses outside. It's 1-0 to Worrell. The pitch is flown a mile high into the air. Simpson, the left fielder, charging in. Third baseman Spikes and the shortstop also in the vicinity. And sliding to make the grab is Colmenares, who got wrong-footed by some wind at the very last moment for the out. So one away for Acton. Acton, a single and a double so far today. He's 9 for 19 this week with 5 runs batted in. Homered to right the other day. He'll take a breaking ball to open up his AB, going lefty on lefty. In for a strike. Casanova on deck. Oh-1. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Good crowd here on this Sunday evening. Series finale. Green Jackets will not be back in Charleston until next season. This wraps up the 12-game swing to the South Carolina South Coast. 0-2. Grounder up the middle. Shortstop over to his left. Fielding it is Colmenares. His throw gets away, and it goes into the dugout. And it'll go out of play, and Acton will get second base on an infield single that will lead to the second error of the game for the River Dogs as well. So Acton is now 3 for 3. It'll be a single for Acton. He'll take second on the throwing error by Colmenares, E6. And the Green Jackets with a potential insurance run in scoring position with just one away. The pitch clock has been out here for the last couple of innings, but they're trying to keep the flow of the game as good as possible. And stepping off the mound is Lancaster. Second error of the day on Charleston. That's the only number in the stat line so far for them. Casanova swinging a miss at a breaking ball to begin his AB. And Fernandez comes out to chat it over. They might have crossed their wires there. Maybe they're changing up the signals, perhaps with a man on second. Just the second time Lancaster's faced the Green Jackets this year, having been added to the roster after the first two series. Casanova at the plate. He is the man responsible for the longest on-base streak for the Green Jackets this year. He reached an 18 straight games from April 28th through May 26th. 0-1. Acton takes off for third. He's got it stolen easily. No throw. Acton in safely on a slide, and the Green Jackets have an insurance run now 90 feet away. Augusta continues to run at will on the River Dogs this week. Make him now 13 for 14 on the day. 1-1 to Casanova. Fly down the right field line and foul. Infield in with one away. Casanova grounded into a 5-4-3 double play in the second and then singled back in the fourth. 1-2. Driven up the middle and through for a base hit. Here comes Acton to score, and Augusta takes a 2-0 lead. Acton in after that stolen base. Casanova finds the difference between the middle infielders and grounds one right over the second base bag. RBI number 31 of the year for Casa, and Augusta on top 2-0. Tyler Collins is the next man up, going lefty on lefty. The pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls it back, and takes a strike. Collins popped out in foul ground to end the second and then flew into a 7-2 double play where Acton was on third and got caught trying to score on a sacrifice fly or on a flyout by Collins. 0-1, fouled off. Green Jackets have doubled their lead up to 8 hits on the day. But the big number, or lack of number, is in the other hit column. Here in the top of the sixth inning of game two of a 7-inning doubleheader. The 0-2 pitch, driven to right. Cermak back towards the track. He's got the room, now comes in and makes the catch. Collins nearly ran into that one, and just not enough juice on it to push it out. Still looking for his first homer of his professional career. So one on and two away now for Eliezel Stevens. The guest PA announcer had a little bit of trouble with that one, but it's okay. We'll give him a pass. Stevens, 1-for-1, a walk and a single. Casanova on first. The lefty at the plate for his pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. One. Chopper up the middle, but foul. It goes off the lead leg of Stevens. And the count goes to 0-2. Oh and two, the count. A run home this half inning. Augusta on top 2-0. On the top of the sixth, and the pitch. In the dirt, scooped up by Fernandez. No advance for Casanova. With Casanova's two singles today, he's got 5 hits this week, 5 for 12 with 2 driven in. Also, some very solid left field defense. Shallow lead at first, being held on by Isaac. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with a high fastball. Lancaster will give up a hit. Rather give up 2 hits and a run in the inning, but strand the man on first. Bottom of the sixth. When we come back, Green Jackets up 2-0 on the River Dogs as time is quickly running out here for the River Dogs.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards?
And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Bottom of the sixth here in Charleston. Green Jackets have doubled their lead. It's now a 2-0 ball game after Jair Casanova drives in his 31st run of the year. Seth Keller is back out onto the mound, although there is a smidge of activity in the Augusta bullpen. Keller has thrown 5 no-hit innings to this point, up to 67 pitches. Landon Harper is the man who is warming up outside the third base line. 2-3-4 set to face Keller in this half inning. Cooper Kinney leads it off, followed by Xavier Isaac and Ryan Spikes. 2 lefties and then a righty. Lefty on righty, the matchup. Keller on the mound, the batter's box in shadow, the mound in sun. The first pitch to him, outside and low. 68 pitches for Keller. We'll see how long the leash is on him today. Still working his way back. It's been a month since being reinstated from the IL. This is the longest he's gone since that stint, the 1-0. Down and in for a ball. Kinney, a walk, a stolen base, and a ground out today. Isaac and Spikes, the next men to bat this half inning, are both 0-2. 2-0. Line down the left field line sharply, but foul. Junior William, the flamethrower who touches triple digits, is up and loosening in the bullpen for the River Dogs. He has been a shutdown machine this season here in Charleston. Keller from the windup, 2-1. Outside. Keller threw 5 full innings. He struck out 2, has walked 4, but no hit surrendered. The 3-1. Caught on and missed. A beautiful changeup, rather a fastball. And the count goes full. The first base bag is in shade. Good sunlight over the rest of the field, but the pitcher has the advantage with these conditions. The 3-2. Sawed him off into the stands and foul back behind home plate. So again, the count goes to 3-2. Middle infield up the middle. First baseman off the line. The 3-2 pitch. Slider outside. Ball 4 just missed. Tried to backdoor him, and instead it's taken away for the second lark of the day for Cooper Kinney. And now it'll be Xavier Isaac. 0-2. 2 hard outs. A line out to left and a line out to right. Isaac, the power hitting lefty. He has 6 hits this series. They have all delivered runs. First pitch to him. Check swing foul. Excuse me, he's got 4 hits this series. He's 4-for-21, but driven in 6. One on Isaac. Short lead for Kinney at first. Pickoff throw comes over. He dives back in safely. Stevens slaps the tag on to no call. Yeah. 0-1. Chopper towards first. Stevens throws to second for one. The throw back to first is in, not in time. It goes off the screen of the dugout. It'll be a fielder's choice as Isaac will replace his teammate Kinney at the bag. It'll be a 3-6 fielder's choice. Kinney out going first to second. And that's going to do it for Seth Keller. 5 1/3 no-hit frames. And that will bring on Landon Harper. Keller, absolutely spectacular. He does not allow a hit. His outing goes 5 1/3 innings. He walks 5, strikes out 2, but no hits, no runs. And a chance for Harper to come in and shut the door, perhaps. Augusta on top, 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Keller, his best career outing by far. We'll take the break for Harper to warm up here in Charleston, South Carolina.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call.
Back here in the bottom of the sixth, Green Jackets on top 2-0 with a man on first and one man out. Landon Harper is the man on the mound. He'll go up against Ryan Spikes. First pitch and for a strike from Harper. Isaac is on first. Kinney walked to begin the frame. And Isaac just hit into a 3-6 fielder's choice to take over on the bag. He does have 8 stolen bases this year. A big guy. 0-1. Line towards short. Backhanded by Exposito. His throw to second for one is in time to first. Double play! 6-4-3. And the Green Jackets have a no-hitter through 6 innings. Augusta is going to look to tack on some insurance as we head to the 7th and final frame. Augusta, 3 outs from history at the Joe. Back in a moment. Augusta 2, Charleston 0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We're back here for the top of the 7th. The Green Jackets are 3 outs from history. They've no-hit the River Dogs through 6 full frames. Seth Keller gets 5 1/3. And then the River Dogs hit into a double play. Harper faces one batter before getting a 6-4-3 twin killing to retire the side. Junior William comes into the game. William is a very imposing man on the mound, standing 6 feet 5 inches tall, 185 pounds, 23 years of age. His fastball can touch 101 at times. He has been virtually unhittable. The only times he gets into trouble are with the free pass. So far this month, he has gone 3 1/3 innings. He has walked 4, struck out 6, but given up just one hit. And that was to Augusta back on Tuesday night. Diamond leads it off. First pitch, fastball at 96, taken high for a ball. It's an infield single for Francisco Floyd, who's on deck. That broke a month-long hitless run for William. The 1-0, fastball for a strike. 98 on the fastball. 99 on the fastball, excuse me. He throws it straight down. He's so tall, the ball comes right out of the top of his hand, and Diamond slices this one foul. Another heater at 99. And it's 1-2. One and two to Diamond. Augusta on top. 2-0 here with 8-9-1 due up. The pitch, fastball taken high. The 2-2 pitch. Line drive right center field, slicing towards the alley, going over and making the catch is Cermak, as he chases that one down towards the track for out number one.
Third base, number 15, Francisco Floyd.
So that'll bring up Francisco Floyd, 0-2 today. Pitch to him, breaking ball to start him off. It's in for a strike. The 0-1, fastball line towards center. Diaz starts in, now heads back and makes the catch chest high for out number two. So now, two men out and no one on for Ambioris Tavares. Green Jackets up 2-0. They've got two runs on 8 hits. The River Dogs have been held off the scoreboard and the hit column so far. First pitch taken outside by Tavares, who has a walk in this game. 0-2 with a free pass. The 1-0, driven to right. Cermak loses it in the sun, now picks it back up and comes in to make the catch side retire. The Green Jackets go down in order in the top of the seventh, but they're 3 outs away from no-hitting the River Dogs here in the series finale. 2-0, we'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch in game number two.
Yeah.
Back here at the Joe in the bottom of inning number 7. Three outs separate Augusta from history. They've held the River Dogs off the hit column the entire afternoon. Green Jackets lead 2-0, trying to take a series split, but more importantly, trying to record the final three outs here and cap off this doubleheader in historic fashion. It'll be Ryan Cermak, 0-for-1, to lead it off. Ready on ready with Harper, and the first pitch hits him on the elbow. And he takes first base. Cermak is now aboard for the second time. He walked in the fourth. John Diaz is the next man up. Diaz so far today 0-for-2. He popped out and grounded out. Cermak, good speed on it first. Harper, the best pickoff move on the team. First pitch to Diaz, fouls him off, fouled off. Harper replaced Seth Keller in the sixth. Harper, the only man out of the bullpen today. Keller went 5 1/3. Pickoff throw over to first. It gets away. It'll be a throwing error, and Cermak will head to second. First error of the contest for Augusta. Harper tried to catch him napping with Stevens unable to make the play. It went way to the left of the bag. Cermak on at second. The count 0-1 on Diaz. Green Jackets on top 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch from Harper inside 1-1. Crowd staying engaged here in the bottom of the seventh. Game two of a seven-inning doubleheader as Harper steps off and looks Cermak back to the second base bag. The 1-1 popped up, foul and out of play. There has been traffic on the bases today. Cermak getting hit by a pitch, and Keller walked 5 5 1/3. A 1-2 count here on Diaz. Harper checks the runner of the pitch. Tipped in and out of the mid of Diamond. It'll trickle foul, and Diaz will stay alive. The Green Jackets picked up game one with a gutsy seventh-inning performance from Ellison Joseph. He locked down his eighth save of the year with a nervy way to end it. Men on second and third. He got the final two outs without allowing a run. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and he chased. And there is out number one. Carlos Colmenares, the next man up. Green Jackets through 6 1/3 no-hit innings here in this seven-inning contest. Another lefty. Harper's pitch is flown foul out of play down the left field line. Short lead off of second for Cermak. Harper keeps checking him. The 0-1. Grounded down the first baseline, wide of the bag. Foul, it's 0-2.
Oh,
0-2, man on second. Green Jackets looking to close this one out. Harper delivers the pitch. Fouled off. Got his own front foot there to Colmenares. 0-2 today. 0-7 on the series. Augusta, two outs away. Harper bouncing on the mound. Looking at it, Colmenares, the 0-2. Up and away. Cermak taking a big secondary lead, trying to maybe draw a throw, but for all intents and purposes, that's not the run that matters. It's the man at the plate with Augusta up by two. Harper working from the stretch, trying to put Colmenares away. Martinez on deck, the 1-2. Popped up. Center field and shallow. Collins gets a late break to it. Casanova, the left fielder there, and he will make the catch for the second out. And Augusta now one out away. It's the Cuban catcher, Audelis Martinez, who reached for the walk in the fifth. He's all that stands between Seth Keller, Landon Harper, and history here at the Joe. Augusta on top, 2-0. They've held the River Dogs without a hit here in this game. The lefty in the box, man on second. The first pitch to him, slider for a strike. Seth Keller got the start, went 5 1/3 innings. Harper came in, induced a double play to get out of the sixth, and now has a man on second, but two put away. The 0-1 just missed inside with a fastball. Harper wanted the call, and it's 1-1. The entire Augusta dugout and the bullpen standing up. Everyone knows. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. He swung right through a breaking ball, and Augusta a strike away. Harper steps off the mound. Touches up the rosin bag, and now time is called by the batter, Martinez. No runs, no hits for the River Dogs. 1-2 the count with two away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. It's history at the Joe. Seth Keller, Landon Harper, no hit the River Dogs. It's the fourth no-hitter in Green Jackets history. They storm the mound. Water flies everywhere. A historic moment to cap off the month of July. Get the Gatorade bath ready for Seth and Landon, who hold the River Dogs to zero runs on zero hits in the series finale. They join Sergio Romo, Luis Matos, Seth Mazza in Augusta history. It's the fourth no-hitter in the history of the franchise, and the Green Jackets make every last minute count here in this Sunday doubleheader. The final score, the Green Jackets 2, the River Dogs 0. 2 runs. 8 hits and an error for Augusta. 2 errors for Charleston. No runs and no hits. It's a combined no-no to cap us off in a historic weekend here in Charleston. The Holy City has proved a good omen for the Green Jackets, and they will walk down the no-hitter and take a very happy bus ride back down I-20 and take on the River Dogs. Rather take on the Fireflies in just a few short weeks. But for the fourth time in Green Jackets history and the first time in Carolina League history for Augusta, they paint a big zero in the hit column for an opponent and wrap up the win. Final score, Green Jackets win 2-0 here on a magnificent Sunday evening in the Holy City. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Going to go talk to Seth Keller and Landon Harper right now and have more on Tuesday from this historic night. We'll talk to you then.